Appreciate all that are able to be out with us again today. For those that weren't able to attend our first assembly this morning, we were talking about a lesson that I put together from a first-person account, as if from Peter, and as if he had written a diary of the events of his life while he was witness to Christ, the events that we see from the Gospels, and we're going to be transitioning over to the book of Acts. I wanted to bring my phone up here with me because I told you before I was going to try to pronounce this for those that are interested in Koine Greek. This is actually just plain Greek, but had Peter written down this title of this, if I pronounce it correctly, Tu Ameroglio to Petro. I'm not going to try that again. So for the simple people like me, the diary of Peter is what we're talking about today. And also just to cover again, to explain those that maybe weren't able to be with us in our first assembly, what I've tried to do is date by day the times as if Peter, again, was writing a diary of himself from day one when he first met Jesus throughout the rest of his life. And we're going to continue that on in just a moment. Again, the days are determined arbitrarily. I just tried to take my first lesson from all the Gospels, figure out how many instances I had, and divide that by 360 days per year times 3 years. And everything that's in here is what Peter might have written had he recorded a diary, but the passages tell us the specifics. We're going to pick right back up where we left off. Day 1001. Now again, we just concluded the account that we had of Peter in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we're going to pick this up starting in the book of Acts. Day 1001. Peter's words, if he had written these. This Jesus was amazing in life, and while he was killed, he lives again. He's told me and the other apostles to remain in Jerusalem until the promise from the Father has come. So we all met in the upper room to pray. Acts chapter 1. And again, as I mentioned in the first lesson, I'm going to omit the verses. You can see those up on the screen behind me, hopefully. And I'm just going to give you the book and chapter. Acts chapter 1. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Day 1002. Jesus told us some things were about to change for us, his apostles, when the promise of God had come. And he was not kidding. What happened today was beyond belief. But what we had already read about as kids from the words of the law of Moses and the prophets. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came from a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues, as of fire, and one sat on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Continuing on, day 1002. After what happened to us and in the upper room, I stood up to deliver a sermon like none I had ever given, nor had I ever heard from anyone else before. Truly, what came from my mouth was from God. Acts chapter 2, verse 36 starting. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus. And I'm paraphrasing here. There's a very long passage here. I know you didn't have time for that today, but I do encourage you to go back in Acts chapter 1 and 2 and read these completely. That God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Day 1062. This gift of the Holy Spirit is something amazing, something that is not of this world, but something that seems to have no limits. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together in the temple about the hour of prayer, about the ninth hour. The ninth hour. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms for those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave him his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the hand, the right hand, and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder, amazement, what had happened to him. Journal entry, day 1072. The leadership of our people have not been very happy about Jesus or his teaching. They are not happy with us teaching what he asked us to pass on either. We've been threatened to stop or else. But I could only reply with what I had been witness to. Acts chapter 4, verse 18 starting. So they called them and commanded them that not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot speak, but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Day 1132. With all the great support the brethren are doing to help one another in the Church of Christ, there seems to be some who are only trying to get attention and favor by their actions, even if dishonestly. The power of the Holy Spirit came to me today in judgment on a man and woman who were doing just that. Acts chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias, with his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart?" Continuing on, "You have not lied to men, but you have to God." Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, "Tell me, whether you sold the land for so much?" She said, "Yes, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church, and upon all who heard these things. Day 1192. This power of God in us is like nothing else. People are being healed of sickness and of disease to the point that even people are putting the sick on beds or couches so even my shadow can pass over them to heal them. But the high priest and the leaders are very frustrated at the cause of Christ, wanting to put an end to the teaching of Christ, told us to carry on. Acts chapter 5, saying, "Strictly did we not command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Day 1252. The working of God in us is bringing those from far away to ask us for our gifts to be healed the sick and lame abroad. Acts chapter 9. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise, make your bed." And then he arose immediately. So all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Day 1312. A woman who was well loved and appreciated had died in Joppa, and two men were sent to me to see what I could do for her, even in death. And through the gift of God and the faith that I had in Christ, I was able to do what flesh and blood could not do otherwise. Acts chapter 9, verse 40 starting. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. Day 1372. Growing up, I knew the promises of Abraham and to God's people, but also to all the world. But I never expected that promise to be realized in my life. I had seen the power of God come upon me and the other apostles and the disciples. But until today, that gift had not been part of any others except for the Jews. But that was all about to change. Acts chapter 10, starting with verse 4b, in the latter part of verse 4. Your prayers and alms have come up before a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. Again, this being information given to Cornelius. Day 1372, continuing. After my prayer in the sixth hour, I fell into a trance and dreamed. And the end of the vision, I was told, starting with verse 15, and a voice spoke to him again the second time, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. Day 1373, it was then that I was visited by the men from Cornelius, and the Spirit told me, Acts chapter 10, starting verse 19, while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. The next day, I followed the men as directed by the Holy Spirit. And the next day, I met Cornelius, who tried to worship me, but I knew that was not for me. Acts chapter 10, verse 25, and Peter was coming in. Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up and said, stand up, I myself am also a man. I explained to Cornelius that it was not customary for a Jew to keep company with one of another nation, but he explained his vision to me, and I shared what the Spirit had told me. Acts chapter 10, 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him. Acts chapter 10, 43, to Him all the prophets witness that, through His name, whoever believes in Him will receive remission of sin. Day 1374, continuing. While I shared these things, the Holy Spirit descended on these, just as with us in the beginning. While the Spirit had descended, Christ Himself told us that all who came after Him would need to be baptized, and that is just what we did. Acts chapter 10, verse 44, starting. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished. As many as came with Peter because of the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Continuing on, then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Day 1385. It was an amazing thing to see the Gentiles receive the gift of God and Christ just as we did. But it was a hard sell for my brethren. Acts 11, starting verse 1. And the apostles and the brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, you went to the uncircumcised men and ate with them? But they were satisfied at my explanation. Even a man with the gifts of God is still human and still has to deal with humans. Acts 11, 18. When they heard these things, they became silent. And they glorified God, saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. Day 1445. Herod was trying to please the Jews by persecuting me and the church. So he had me arrested and put in prison, and had four squads of soldiers guarding me in a cell with two other soldiers, and I was bound with chains. Yet an angel of the Lord let me out. Acts chapter 12, verse 11. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent His angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from the expectation of the Jewish people. Again, just a small passage from a very big reading there. I encourage you to go back. Same day, I went to where the disciples had been praying for my release, and I was a little surprised by the greeting that I got, but I enjoyed the news and heard about the soldiers at the prison. Acts chapter 12, 16 says, now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. And if you remember going back there, he knocked first, and when the young woman came to the door, she ran out and told everybody but didn't let him in. Acts chapter 12, 18. Then as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. Just imagine being them and finding that he had just slipped out from under him. Day 1505. This man Paul had become quite a threat to the church, but through the grace of God had made a 180-degree change in direction through Christ. And he and I spent over 2 weeks together. Galatians 1:18. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, this is Paul talking, and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Day 1565, Paul's ministry becomes a powerful force in the Gentiles, as he acknowledges here. Galatians 2, starting with verse 6. But from those who seem to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no man. For those who seem to be something added nothing to me. But on the contrary, when they saw the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me, as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter, for he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me towards the Gentiles. Now this is kind of a hard passage to read. Hopefully you understand it. But here Paul is just saying that my mission is to those that are not Jews, and Peter's job is to deal with the Jews here. But go back and read this, please. Day 1625. I've been in the presence of Christ Himself. I was given the keys to the kingdom. I preached the first gospel sermon on Pentecost. I healed the sick and diseased, and I introduced Christ to the Gentiles. Yet even with all that, it seems my human flesh can still be wrong, as so clearly pointed out by my brother Paul. Galatians chapter 2, starting verse 11. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, he withdrew himself and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter, before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles, and not as of the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. We talked about that today. Day 1685. In my first letter to those in my book of 1 Peter, I state, 1 Peter 1, 3, starting, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I tried to give instruction to these and to you today. 1 Peter 1:13, Therefore gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Day 1745. In my letter to the churches, I remind the saints of a truth we struggle with at all times. 1 Peter 2:25, For you were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. I also explained again the importance of baptism and why Christ requires it. One of Kyle's favorite verses. And I can't get it wrong because I'm looking at it right here. 1 Peter 3:21, There is an antitype which now saves us. That's baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but an answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Day 1810. In my final letter to the church, I give more direction to leadership of the church and to the saints on how to conduct themselves and what to watch out for, including 2 Peter 3:10, that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise. The elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be? In holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. These are the events of my life. From the days that I met the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to the last days of my life as a Christian, apostle, and servant of the Savior of mankind, I pray you see in me a human like you, but one who can take on all of what God gives us in faith and obedience to overcome Satan. Your brother, Simon Peter, son of Jonah. I'm going to leave that up there. That's certainly not anything from the Word of God. And as was mentioned on the previous lesson, as we concluded that, I inserted words that were not from Peter, but I think we can see the context is very much what we might experience if we had been in his shoes. And we have not been in his shoes. But as I mentioned in the last few slides there, the writings that we have of the New Testament are to us today. They were to the churches then, they were to the churches today, and they'll be to the churches until this world ends in the very same manner that Peter talks about right there. So I hope that we've gone back through this thing. You've been able to kind of see the chronology of growth from the time that Peter meets Christ, learning about Him, recognizing the person that he'd looked for from the times that he was young, to actually experiencing it, to seeing the power of faith, the power of Christ's might, and constant problem of being in human flesh. And I just pray today, if there's anything that you can take away from the lessons today, think more about the examples of those that we have in the Bible, but most especially Christ, because it's only through Him that we have salvation, as even Peter so clearly pointed out. Nothing that he could do that was going to save anyone, but it was the power of Christ. So I encourage you to take your books out and turn to the song for the invitation this morning. If you have any needs, please let that be made known.